Hudson, Greta Thunberg, take your climate tour to China. America's reduced its carbon emissions for decades. By Jerome Hudson on September 18, 2019. Democratic politicians won't tell you this and the establishment wouldn't dare report it, but as I detail in my new book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. The United States' carbon emissions output hit its lowest levels since 1992 last year, according to a study commissioned by the Environmental Protection Agency. Yet virtue signaling over climate change has reached record levels, thanks in part to Swedish teen climate alarmist Greta Thunberg. Since making landfall in the U.S., Greta Thunberg has been compared to Jesus Christ and praised by Hollywood luminaries, lavished with softball interviews, and dubbed one of our planet's greatest advocates by Barack Obama. Thunberg, who led a global Fridays for Future school walkout for climate change, told The Guardian it's insane that a 16-year-old has to cross the Atlantic in order to take a stand, but that's how it is. It feels like we are at a breaking point. What's insane is our sycophantic media and political elites bending over backwards to prop up a girl who was a toddler when Al Gore began ringing the climate alarm bells. A child whose solution to our looming doom is to rely on world leaders to come up with some sort of solution. Americans don't need or want a carefully crafted lecture from a 16-year-old about carbon emissions when that the U.S. has constantly led the world in reductions. As I uncover in my newly released book, U.S. carbon emissions output stands in sharp contrast with major polluters like Russia, Iran, the European Union, and China, whose greenhouse gas emission increases are more than three times the U.S.'s decreases. Even if we pared our emissions to absolute zero, ground every plane, parked every car, leveled our cities, mandated mud huts to live in, and made subsistence farming law, it's already too late, according to Andrew Yang, who admitted during the second Democratic presidential debate that America only contributes 15% of the world's carbon emissions. Greta testified before the U.S. Congress on Wednesday. It was a snooze fest. But I dare the teen activist to take her climate alarmism tour to communist China or Iran or unabashed polluter North Korea. These countries are the driving force behind a world where carbon emissions continue to rise. But the teen Nobel Peace Prize nominee won't do that, I'm sure. Her handlers won't let her go near the borders of those countries because they know it won't end well. Greta will either be shown the door or thrown in a cell. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know, which hit bookshelves nationwide on September 17. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.